loving life in Somerset.
BBC Somerset.
On yesterday's show, you heard the first part of Ross and my visit to the Rivertones in Taunton. They're a barbershop vocal harmony group, a bunch of guys who get together each week to sing. And we went in and threw ourselves right into it last week. I think we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We went for it.
Yeah, so you heard us yesterday giving it a go and finding out about how you can get involved as well. And then, we met some really interesting characters, didn't we, when we were there? That's what we're going to hear from now. Is it three or four blokes? Well, we spoke to quite a few of them, but we hear from five of them how they got involved.
They were great, really nice guys, and they were really encouraging when we sang as well.
Do you think they were being a bit too nice?
Well, it was a big cheer, wasn't it, that went up afterwards?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
It felt like
the old clap.
Just sort of slow hand clap. Yeah. The video's online. Have you watched it?
I have watched it, yes.
Have you shown it to your family or anything?
I haven't yet, no. Yeah, I have to send them the link, yeah. No, it's not a bad video. I really enjoyed it. We're acting as if it was so nerve-wracking. It wasn't, was it? It was a really enjoyable evening.
It was a bit nerve-wracking when he said that we had to sing in front of everyone.
Yeah, and for anyone listening who wants to get involved, they won't do that for you. If you want to go along, they're not going to put you in front of everyone to sing. It's all about getting involved with everyone else.
And actually, when we were in the main chorus standing on, because they had like a big, like tiered standing, we were right on the back row. Weren't we? Were you with the baritones to start with, and then we went to the back row. When you're in that among all the guys, you really don't worry at all.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, what the chorus director said, is that if someone makes a mistake, they don't pick them out in front of everyone. They say, there's a few mistakes in this area of the choir. They point to an area, so you won't ever be singled out for making a mistake. Mm. So you shouldn't feel daunted about going at all.
We spent an evening with them to try and find out what it's like to be part of a club like that in Somerset. And this month on the show, we're taking a look at a range of activities that you could get up to as you try new things in 2014. So, Ross, let's return to them now. And we'll hear from a number of the group, like Ross said there, and find out why they do what they do. So the both of us caught up with a few of the members during a tea break.
Georgia, you've trekked quite a way this evening to get to the practice session. You come from Clevedon, haven't you?
That's it, yes.
It's a bit of a distance to come. Why do you come that far?
I love the harmony and the friendship that I get with other people in the chorus, which is very nice.
What is it about a choir that you enjoy the most? You said then the friendship, and obviously everyone gets along really, really well here.
Yes.
It is like a friendship group, isn't it?
It's a friendship group, and I enjoy the satisfaction we give audiences, particularly in people's homes, where life's rather dull for them, and we can brighten it up.
Yeah, talk to me about how that makes you feel when you perform, when you see the reaction on people's faces.
I shouldn't let it, but it tends to make me sing a bit louder than otherwise I might, and put a bit more into it. You've got to control yourself a bit to sing well.
I'm with Chris, who's been a member of the Rivertones for
15 to 20 years, really, on and on.
15 years.
With quartetting in the middle.
Why do you come each time, then each week, when the guys rehearse, whenever they're here? Why are you here as well?
I love it. The guys are wonderful to work with, and we will have a thoroughly good evening. The time, you know, we spend sort of 3 hours, and the time flashes by. And I like the harmonies.
The feeling among the guys is really nice, isn't it? It's a really warm place to come.
Yes. I think to come here, everybody treats everybody as a friend. Nobody feels left out. And it's a really cracking group. And for any young fella that's interested in music, I think this is an ideal place to come.
It's quite unusual, actually, to find this larger number of guys. I think largely the guys who are retired, aren't they? The majority.
Yes, they are.
It is unusual to find retired men together on this sort of number together. It's really lovely to see.
Well, it is. I think some of them make the excuse that they get away from their wives for 5 minutes, but they do. They really look forward to coming, and I think it prolongs their life because they've got an interest. And they're all good singers.
We've just started practising in the background behind us here. This took you to one side. Where do you come from in Somerset?
Near Elminster.
And what brought you here?
What, a car?
Why did you want to become a member?
I was part of the Learn to Sing thing that they did. It started in September the year before last, and I happened to meet one of the members in Tesco's, and he said, well, why don't you come singing? I said, yeah, I've always fancied singing. And I came along as the first night that they held the Learn to Sing course, there were 41 of us, people who had probably never sung before. And I remember coming in the foyer of this school, and the present membership secretary, Graham Blythe, had all laid out there, all our names, a bottle of water with our names on, little name tags, all our music that we needed. It was phenomenal organization. And we came in, and none of us knew each other. And Peter, our MD, who is phenomenal, I think, because he never singles anyone out. He never says, you're not singing right. And we felt at ease. And over the course of 6 weeks, we sort of learned to sing a bit.
What do you say to people listening who, they might be interested, but they think, well, I'm not good enough. I can just about hold a note, but I might stick out like a sore thumb if I came along. What would you say to people who might be thinking like that?
Well, I would say have a go for a start. But the thing is with this singing, and I imagine it's the same with like Garth Malone's choirs and that, when you come, it is so vibrant. You have a damn good laugh for a start. There's a lot of ribbing and a lot of banter between the different sections. So it's damn good fun for a start. And you exercise your lungs, you get to sing a bit, and it's just fun is what I would say. So, yeah, come along and try it, for goodness sake.
I've got Toby with me, and Toby, you are officially the youngest member of the Rivertones. How old are you?
I'm 17.
17 years of age. So there's quite a gap between you and the other guys, isn't there?
Just a little bit, only about 25 years or so.
What made you want to come there here in the first place?
I joined on a Learn to Sing course they ran about two years ago now, and because I just wanted to just make my voice better, get a bit more confidence in my voice. And I came in for about, I think it was 8 weeks, and it was just so much fun. I thought, why not stick around?
The guys are lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, it's great fun. Every week you come in thinking 7 to 10, it's a bit long, and then it's just so friendly and so easy. You never get bored.
Yeah,
it's just constant fun.
What do you think the guys, your colleagues in the group, get out of it? Why do you think they all come? They must all have different reasons, but is there one uniting reason why you think they come and are part of the Rivertones?
I think it is just the fun of it, because it's just so enjoyable to come here once a week, just sing, which is probably what these guys enjoy doing, and then and then every now and again go out on a Saturday and show off their skill. It's just a way to get the skill of their voices out.
Kevin, I've just pulled you away from the group. Right. I can see you were sort of training people at the beginning of the night. Talk to me about your role here as part of the barbershop choir.
Well, barbershop as a style of music relies heavily on performance. We don't hold music in front of us like many choirs. We use our bodies and our arms to express the song, try and get the emotion of the song through. And so part of my role is to think of the relevant moves that we can make, the moods that we want to address in the song, so that we give the audience more of a performance than just the music. So that's what I do.
You come a fair way. You don't live local really to Taunton. You do come from Dorset every week, don't you?
That's right. Yes, it's about an hour. But Taunton is the nearest barbershop group to me. We moved from Worcester about 15 months ago, and I used to sing with a chorus up there. And I just enjoy the fun and the fellowship and felt that I didn't want to give it up. So that's why I'm here, and that's why I come.
I was going to say, a lot of people, they wouldn't give up sort of an hour here, an hour back, and sort of 2 to 3 hours as well, combined with that. Sort of, that's like 5 hours a week to do this. What is it that keeps bringing you back?
I think it's the challenge of singing in a group. And barbershop's just a type of group, and lots of choirs work as well, but you get the fellowship of other people, but you also get the challenge of learning music, learning songs, and we do that by ear. I don't read music. I have to listen to teach tapes or other people singing. But what it does is give you the chance to just divorce yourself from life for the rest of the week. So when you're here, you have no choice really but to focus totally on the music and what you're doing, and that's a great break from the worries and the stresses of working life, and I found it a real blessing.
We're going to have to shoot off now, but I think both of us had such a good time tonight. It's been so fun. Mm. And thank you for being really kind about our singing. Which... thank you. Thank you so much for having us. We've really had a great time. Thank you very much.
Let's get together again, for we've had a wonderful time. Had a lot of fun, but the time has come. We've got to say goodbye. So, pleasant dreams to you.
The great guys from the Rivertones there. There's only so much that can really come across on the little recorder that Ross and I had that night, really, when they're singing. It sounds so much bigger and better in real life, and I know they do performances right across the county. If you get a chance to see them, well, go and see them. They're really good, and they're lovely guys as well. So they're based in Taunton, singing us out there, and Ross and I had such a good night with them. If you want to find out more about them, you know, either for bookings or to go and join them, their website is therivertones.org.uk, or you can always give us a call and we'll pass on a phone number for you.